Rightio, I'll start because I can edit this stuff. Welcome to Bush Footy Yarns, another podcast coming up for the semi-finals of Bush Footy, and we've got a special guy here today, Albury Thunder second rower, John Huggett, better known on Bush Footy Yarns as the Silent Assassin. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, not bad, BJ, mate, yourself?
Yeah, good. What? Down.
Sorry, what was that?
What's been happening down your way with footy?
Finally made the finals for the second time since we won the three comps. So it hasn't been a bad year. It's been pretty good.
So you won it in, I'm pretty sure it's 13, 14, 15?
I think it was 12, 13, 14.
Yeah. And since then, what, you've only made it once?
Only made finals once, yeah. I think that was 2016. And then, yeah.
Yeah, righty-o. So, as everyone knows, under Josh Carr, the guys won three straight. And normally the case when big coaches like that leave, people go through a lean year. But Adrian Purtell, the former Canberra Raiders NRL player, how's he going?
Yeah, hasn't been too bad. He's fairly professional in the way he goes about things. It's his second year now, and I think he's got one more to go. So, yeah, he's sort of slowly building the side up.
And he's a local Albury guy, is that right, mate?
Yeah, he played here up until about 17, I think, and then went to Raiders from there.
Yeah, righty-o. So, this weekend, you've slipped into fourth place and you host Wagga Brothers. Sort of been the standout sides have been Gundagai, Tumut and South City, and you guys have been pretty safe in that fourth, fifth area. What's the feeling going into the match?
I think mainly for us it's just a bit of consistency and sort of having the will to win, because we've got the side that can do it. Like, we proved that by beating Gundagai at home. It's just more the fact rocking up for the game. We've been caught out a couple of times, sort of not turning up, but I think we've got the side to do it. We've just got to shut down them moving the ball around, and I think it's more about holding possession, and we should come home with the goods.
Yeah, well, we spoke earlier. I went through everything, and Brothers, they were horrible in the first nine rounds, and the last nine rounds they've only had one loss, which is a 2-point loss to Gundagai. So they could near claim to be the form team of the competition.
Yeah, I spoke to the boys earlier last week about it, and I said they're the dark horse to win it. So I think if we shut them down, I've got a lot of confidence that we can go all the way. But we just got to get past this first hurdle first.
Yeah, I also early in the comp round two, you hosted them and beat them 40-16. Round 11, they give you a 54-14 thumpy. Yeah. So there've been two lopsided games that you have played in.
Yeah, it was that's what I was sort of saying before. Like, we've been caught out by just sort of, I don't know, being a bit lethargic or taking a too relaxed approach to the game.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we really got caught out in that game. They came out ready to play, and they held us on our line for the first 15 minutes of the game. I think we only had one set, and from then on, we were just rooted and couldn't keep up.
Yeah, well, yeah, that happens, eh, mate? It's bizarre. You're for and against. Albury's got 500 points for and 362 against. Brothers, 565 and 356. They're very close in the defensive wise. Well, look at you guys, Whiten, Wiscombe, and Kirtley Jenkinson. They're your leading try scorers. Where's Whiten play?
He's a winger. He's a Lake Jellico boy. We got him here last year.
Is he related to Jesse Whiten?
Yeah, that's his brother.
Ah, Jesus Christ, Jesse can play too. Well, there you go. And Liam Wiscombe, I've been talking with his dad on Bush Footy Yarns for years. He's a young back rower.
Yeah, he's only 19 this year, local junior, and he's really been standing out.
Yeah, well, he's scored 15 tries. And Jenkinson?
Yeah, he's another local boy. He went away for uni for a couple of years, but he's only a little fella, but he's flighty, and he'll get the job done. He's very safe footballer.
Whereabouts does he play, mate?
He's a winger as well.
And are you, where are you packing down in the back row?
Yeah, still back row.
I see you've packed away your try-scoring feats. You've crossed for four. You just passed on the experience to the young blokes.
Yeah. Getting too old and slow now. I can't keep up.
Old? How old are you?
28.
Oh, my God. I'd cut off two fucking fingers to be 28. Another close stat is the Thunder have scored 92 tries, kicked 66 goals. If they didn't kick any penalty goals, they got a conversion rate of 71.73. Brothers, 103 tries for 76 goals. Again, if there was no penalty attempts there, 73.78. These are pretty close everywhere. I'll just read these guys out from Brothers. Cade Price, Dylan McMahon, Peter Little, Kiefer Power and Harold Kirby. Are they all backs? I know Little is.
Yeah, I think so. The Cade Price is their fullback. He's only a little fella, but he can find his way through a line.
Yeah, he scored 17. Them five have all scored 10 or over.
Yeah, I think two of them, I think Dylan's the 5'8", I think.
Yep.
And then, yeah, they also recruited Jordan Little halfway through the season, and he's been a pretty good player for him too. He's a good attacking centre.
Jordan Little, who's, is that Peter's?
I don't know if it might be his nephew or cousin. It's Jay Little's son.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, Little would be, where's Purtell play for the Thunder?
5'8".
5'8". Yeah, rightio. And you don't have Monaghan anymore. Is there anyone from the three-peat days?
No, just me.
Just yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, right.
The last person to leave would have been Andrew Cowan. That was probably two or three years ago.
Rightio. We'll just, I just want to go back to those days. They were fantastic team under Josh Cale. You were a guy that you worked your way up through the grades to make that side. And it was a one hell of a side. We've seen Jake Grace over at Forbes. He's amazing. That's what he's called on Bush Footy Arms, Amazing Grace. what was he like down there?
He was a laugh. He was a real good leader for a bloke in a side of just natural born talents. Like he was a grinder, and he was a champion bloke, always good for a laugh. But yeah, his leadership's qualities were outstanding. It showed he went to Forbes and won two comps.
Yeah, and he's legend. Look, on Parks, and as much as he hurts us, it hurts the game him not playing. He's actually a pleasure to watch. You can just see the way he leads.
Yeah.
And I think that group of blokes like Luscious Lou and him and Cowan and Davis and it was a pretty special team that. It was a sexy one too when you look at it, because he's good on the eye too, amazing. Now, I believe there's a couple of young assassins getting about, is that right?
Yeah, young fella just started playing footy this year. He had his first year of under sevens. I coached him.
Yep.
He loved it. And then my little daughter's three.
Beautiful little league tagger of the future. Now, the Thunder have got a good representation in the grades. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got every grade from every grade. 17s, 19s, league tag, resi in the first grade. We're all playing at home tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big effort for a town on the border, which is only grown since the days of the Lavington Panthers. And is Mike Eden still about?
Yeah, he floats around the club. He's one of our biggest sponsors. He does a lot to try and promote our footy around the town and around country and rugby league.
Yeah. Who? I know you just said that you mentioned Brothers would be the dark horse, and looking at it, they've come home. The top three, yous have knocked off Gundagai. They've had a few shock losses, but again, they've finished with the minor premiership. Anyone beatable on their day?
Oh, yeah, I think everyone's beatable on their day.
Actually, that was a shit question. Of course they are. Yeah, it's fucking footy. But...
sort of, it's basically like, it's a real toss-up who can win it in the top five. I think it's basically who wants to win it the most who's going to take out the comp. I'd say the most consistent team is probably Gundy, but, and I know they only just knocked off Tumut on the weekend, but I feel like Tumut's a real danger on their day. They're just stacked across the park. They're a real consistent side, and I think they'll go very close.
Yeah, is it a tough trip up there to Twickenham?
Yeah, they gave us a touch up there earlier this year. It was like 30-6 or something like that.
Sorry?
They gave us a touch up. It was like 30-6 when we went up there this year. They got it's only a small town, but everyone gets around them.
Yeah,
good club to be a part of.
Yeah, it seems a hard task. Well, and the grand final down there, it's always played at Wagga. Is that right?
Yeah, McDonald Park.
Yeah. And so if you guys win, you'll be going to Tumut or Wagga for South City, and then you just got to keep going through. And
yeah, she's all up and every week now.
Knocking teams off, but I suppose the excitement levels would be high, having experienced those wins. And it always makes you a bit hungry when you miss semi-finals to get back there.
Yeah, bloody hell. We touched on it. I trained on Tuesday and there wasn't any blokes that have actually played a senior grade final series in our side, so it's a bit exciting for the young fellas as well, and it's good for me to try and get back and get another comp under me, win another comp under me belt.
Hello.
Yeah. You there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, it just cut out there a bit, but I'll leave it at that. Just wanted to thank you for your time. Good to have you on board. You keep in touch with Luscious?
Yeah, I was talking to him the other day, seeing how he's going with footy and all that. The Westie just knocked off Yanko to make play for the qualifying final, for sure.
Yeah,
or major semi.
I'll have to ring you and tell. I love Luscious Lou, as you know. I heard a great story about him the other day. But, I hope they do well. And, I said to Forbes, if you're smart, I'd be getting Amazing Grace to try and get the boys over to Forbes and play. Be good for the local girls anyway. But, Aubrey's still a thriving...
Yeah.
The far in the country.
Oh yeah, well they're still building houses left, right, and centre out here, so I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon.
You there, mate?
Yeah, it just cut out then.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
And then the major semi-finals will be heard on, they'll be played on Sunday.
Yeah,
too easy. Well, good luck with it, brother, and enjoy that time. You'll enjoy it, like I said, after having that time off. It's one thing I said to the young blokes the other day before we went on, make the most of these games, because sometimes you expect to be there, and every year that you don't make it is another year you're closer to being 41 and just about past it and just about done like me. So, you enjoy it. Have a good game. Be going for the Thunder. And, thanks for your time, brother, and we'll be in touch and hopefully talk to you next week about the your next game.
Yeah, no worries. Cheers, BJ.
Righto, mate. Thank you.
No worries. Have a good one, mate. See ya.